Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 266.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom. All right, welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 266. My name is Brendan Lowe, creator and founder of Jazz Piano School. Thank you so much for being here. Today's episode is going to be on a real-life example of using a particular mode. Now, I was thinking about going into each mode individually and just talking about modes in general because there's a lot of students have this kind of resistance to learning modes, right? And I had it as well. And I actually, with the accelerator members this morning, I was talking about modes, but what I did was I taught all about modes, never using the word mode. Isn't that amazing? And so what happens, like, in our brain, because over lessons and things like that, we start to develop this resistance to modes because it seems really confusing, or the way we learn about it starts to build up this hesitancy and confusion. So every time we hear the word mode, we're like, oh, I don't want to learn modes, you know? And it just sounds like a boring thing to do, just playing scales up and down, right? But the way I taught about improv, I never used the word mode. And the students learned all about improv and connecting chord tones using modes, but I didn't say modes. And so everyone was more open to that. And so that was a really, really cool thing. By the way, if you are interested in joining the Accelerator program, there are spots left still. And you can email me at brendanlowe@jazzpianoschool.com. If you're interested, you can submit a ticket by sending an email to support@jazzpianoschool.com. Or you can click the little question mark in the bottom right-hand corner of the website, jazzpianoschool.com. And this Accelerator program is a small, individualized program. And there's exactly 12 students in it right now. So there's 8 spots left. And it officially starts September 6th. But right now, everyone who signs up gets bonus time with me. And so that's what all these 12 students are getting, is all this bonus time. And actually started 6 months ago. So they're getting 3 months bonus time. So the earlier you sign up, the more bonus time you get. So if you're interested in joining, you're going to get all this bonus time with me, individual lessons, accountability, and, you know, just essentially lessons from me. And I will assign you your personalized tasks, custom roadmap, et cetera, et cetera. But let me know if you're interested. You can also go to jazzpianoschool.com/small group and get the calendar to see if it fits with your schedule, because it is a lot of events. But anyway, modes are a funny thing because, again, oftentimes it's overwhelming to hear that word. And in this real life example, I just had a gig, and this is exactly the types of things that you may see as a musician. And this is a great example because it really displays the sound of the mode and what this person wanted over this chord. Okay, I don't want to get too into it because we're not at the lesson yet, but that's exactly what this is going to be. It's a real life example from a big band gig that I had, and I had a chart, and it said in a chord, right? It said F Phrygian. So that told me the sound that I needed to play, but I'll get into that in just a second. I just want to keep chatting with you for just a little bit. It's the summer months. I'm feeling really great. I had a really great gig with a good friend of mine, Joe Mazzaferro, his big band. I'm actually on one of his albums on Spotify. I think I'm on a couple of his albums on Spotify. I should be, yeah. But if you look up Joe Mazzaferro, you can blow up his Spotify and listen to me on his albums. And yeah, he's a great composer and arranger. He's doing a lot of things. One of the albums I'm playing with Jeff Clayton, who passed recently, unfortunately, but we got to make this album. That was really fun to play with him. And man, there's some other great cats on the album as well. Jeff Clayton's obviously brother to John Clayton, uncle of Gerald Clayton. So obviously very well known, but again, unfortunately he passed. So that was very sad, but Really cool music from Joe Mazzaferro. Go check that out. So his big band actually played, and we did a show, and it was so much fun. Like, it was out at this huge festival, and a lot of amazing players playing. And it was just so fun to play this amazing people music. And his writing is fantastic. He has a great arrangements of all these different tunes, and people were so engaged. The audience was loving it. So it's just fun to be playing live gigs. And so many times in music, music is able to give us this back, right? And it's so great to just kind of be doing this. And it was so funny, just a little anecdote, but someone came up to me and they, you know, usually people come up and they say, you know, they have questions for me about my playing, or they say, you sounded great. And you look great. You know, hopefully I look okay too. But he just looked at me and kind of tilted his head. And I was like, uh-oh. I was like, did I do something wrong? Right. And he's like, it's really hard to believe. He's like, you actually get paid to do this amazing, fun thing and create, just play music. You get paid for this. And I was like, is this a rhetorical question? And it kind of was. He's like, but it's just crazy, right? And I was like, yeah, it is. And it's amazing. So I never take it for granted making music and getting paid to do that as a professional musician is just such an amazing, amazing thing in life. And the study and journey of jazz is a difficult one, right? Obviously, the business I've created in Jazz Piano School is I'm trying to help you get there faster, trying to make it easier for you, more structured. But, you know, it is a journey for sure. And you just have to enjoy the journey, right? I started knowing nothing. Everyone has started knowing nothing. Remember that. Oscar, Herbie, Chick, Keith Jarrett, every single jazz piano player started with nothing. We all start in the same place with nothing, right? Some people practice more than others. Oscar, Art Tatum, right? Now, granted, there's little obvious situational things based on talent, but for the most part, you know, if you practice more, you're going to get more out of it. But what do you practice, obviously? And that's what I'm here for. That's what Jazz Piano School is here for. But anyway, music's an amazing thing. So just wanted to share that little story. Again, there are accelerator program spots open if you want to join my small cohort. And it's been super amazing. There's 12 people in it right now. I will be closing down the program September 6th because that's the official start date. So let me know. You can get links to find out more information by going to jazzpianoschool.com/small group. Just put in your email. You'll get the calendar of events. You can see if it aligns with your schedule. And, you know, if you're a working individual, obviously it's hard to commit to all the events. It's more for kind of the work at home or the retiree type of person. Yeah. But anyway, I think that's about it. There's a members live stream I'm doing in just a little bit ago too. If you are interested in becoming a member of Jazz Piano School, you can go to jazzpianoschool.com. There's memberships available, get access to my live streams, everything like that. And I'm doing a practice live stream today on the blues improvisation. So that's going to be really fun. Courses, all that good stuff available, but you all probably know that already. So with that being said, I'm going to dive right into the lesson. Here we go. So I was at this gig, as I told you, and this person wanted F Phrygian. So what is that? That's F Phrygian. All right, see you later. No, totally kidding. But the point of this is that this person, this big band show I was playing, this person wanted a particular sound, a particular mode over this last chord of the tune. Now, for improvisational purposes and filling and stuff like that, they didn't want, you know, Dorian, which would have been a different color completely. A Dorian scale, in any mode for that matter, is going to give you a particular color, a particular sound, a particular texture. They wanted F Phrygian. So people always have this resistance to learning modes, right? And what happens in real life experiences as a professional musician is you'll get called upon to play these certain types of modes, right? And again, their sounds, their textures, their feelings. And it's like thinking about a canvas, right? All these colors give you different things. So the Dorian mode, the F Dorian mode, like I just played, that's a completely different color than this. Now, if we check this out, what changed? Well, there's two notes that are different, right? This G flat here and this D flat. So Dorian mode. It has a natural 2 or 9, if you want to call it, a natural 6 or 13. And that gives you a very distinct sound, right? It gives you this natural 6 and 9 if you're playing an F minor, right? F minor 6 chord. It can also obviously be used over a 7th chord where you use the scale, a Dorian scale. That's mostly what people solo with when they begin to learn jazz is this Dorian mode, right? But check it out. If I go to my Phrygian mode, this half step in the beginning really changes the coloring of the sound. Right? So you can really hear that flat 9 in there, the flat 2 in the scale. Now check it out, the coloring of the Dorian mode. And here's Phrygian. So this is how modes are used in jazz. And so many times, like, we really don't know, like, what is the purpose of the mode? The purpose of modes are to give you different notes and colors for your improvisation. They're essentially tools to give you options to solo with, to different colors, different moods, environments. Like this environment and mood . That's a completely different feeling and sound, right? It's more Middle Eastern sound with the flat 2 in the beginning. Maybe more Asian, parts of the world of music history, world music history, right? They use different types of sounds and textures based on how their own music has developed in the culture that they're in, right? So it really gives you different vibes, different things, and it may bring up different experiences for you, right? Just like the movie Ratatouille, which is really awesome, different smells kind of trigger different memories. Different sounds will trigger different things for different people. Like this is a very haunting, right? Mysterious kind of like, if you're writing music, movie music, or you're composing. If I was composing some sort of really dark and ominous, haunting thing, or if I was trying to allude to something in my solo that I wanted to create this sound and texture, I might use or opt to use the Phrygian mode. I'll talk about what these modes are in just a second, but just stay with me on the colors for now and the purpose of modes, because this is how they serve us in improvisation. I could picture some detective or something like that kind of like looking through papers or documents, late night. Maybe he's got a whiskey, a cigarette, right? And he kind of, let's say he's a homicide detective and he stumbles across something. All of a sudden this music starts playing and he starts connecting the dots. He sees something, right, that he hadn't previously seen before. I love movie music, by the way, if you couldn't tell. Like, I love composing movie music. I listen to lots of movie music. And he sees something he previously missed, right? Right, obviously this is all piano-based. And he's like, wait a second, what is this? Maybe there's a folder, a piece of paper that he hadn't seen before is stuck in the inside copy. And he pulls it out. He starts putting together the dots and realizes, like, oh my God, it was this my neighbor who was the killer the whole time, right? It starts getting busier as he starts to put the dots together. You know, whatever it is, right? And it starts, and it, he puts it together. He's like, oh my God, the killer is like my neighbor, right? So that was all Phrygian. That was all Phrygian. And the colors and everything I was able to write and compose with that essentially on the spot was based off that mode, right? And these are how modes serve us. Now, if I switch to a Mixolydian mode, for example, I would have a completely different sound. So different. Oh, this is just... See, again, for me, I start hearing all these other things. You know, and think about what does it do for you? What is this color do for you, the improvisation of this color? Like, what does it bring out in you? Like, close your eyes and just listen for a second. I'm not playing any chords. I'm just playing 1 and 5 of the key that I'm soloing in. Reminds me of a dreamer, someone who's just unlocked something or like dreaming about hope or a place in life that they're working to get to, like a, you know, and they're kind of devising a plan or like thinking about this, getting to this place, dreaming about these hills or this house on the prairie that they've always had in their imagination, right? You know, or I see someone telling a story of like one day I'll have a house by the river with an old wooden door, flower pots, right? I'll never need to shut my windows because the breeze will come in and it will bring fresh air through the whole house as the smell of cooking fills the house, right? And I'll hear the laughter of children outside the house as I'm inside cooking their food, right? So it's a completely different story and color. Now, when I demonstrate modes like that, wow, this podcast is taking on a whole life form of its own, but I love this. Hopefully a lot of people get to listen to this because I think this is fantastic. When I demonstrate modes like that as far as colors and experiences and stories go, clearly you can see the difference in how modes are used. It's not just for jazz, it's for colors, coloring in jazz. But they get such a bad rap because you're let people, you know, teachers are like, all right, practice your Ionian scale. Here's your Dorian scale. Even I'm guilty of this. You know, Phrygian, Mixolydian, Locrian, Aeolian, Locrian. I skipped Lydian, sorry. Ionian, Dorian, Phrygian, Lydian, Mixolydian, Aeolian, Locrian, right? And when you hear all these weird terms, you're like, what? How does this even relate to jazz? So if I solo in a big band chart with the F Phrygian sound, that's going to be... Now, he gave me this voicing, by the way. So this was a voicing that he wrote in because he wanted that. Phrygian really could be a combination of a lot of different notes. For a Phrygian chord, you might play this. This could be Phrygian, right? It's just F Phrygian, just meaning the notes from the F Phrygian scale. But he wanted this voicing. This is a very common Phrygian voicing, actually. He could have told me to play, let me see, this. Or this. Th- This is a really cool voice. This reminds me of more space, like spatial exploration. Or sci-fi, right? Right, maybe it moves. Right, whatever, right? But the voicing he gave me was this. So this is, he gave me G flat, B flat, C, F, and to improvise with the Phrygian mode. Now let's talk about modes for a second so you understand how to get the modes, right? And I don't want to go too far in depth. Really, the purpose of this podcast was just to demonstrate that modes give us various colors, right? So in any given major scale, or any scale for that matter, you can get certain, you can get seven different chords using the notes from the scale. Now, depending upon how many notes are in the scale will give you how many chords that you can get from them. Obviously, there's seven different notes in a major scale, so you can get seven different chords because we can stack them and build chords, four-note chords from those notes. And again, I'm not going over this in a really beginner way because I really don't want to, that's not what this podcast is for. There's other podcasts that relate to diatonic harmony. You can go view that. But again, each of these chords gets a particular mode, a certain color, a sound. So the one major chord gets the Ionian mode. Now it has a specific color because of the intervals between each of the notes. Those provide other colors due to the intervals. If I do this, that's a different color because the intervals have changed between the notes. It makes different notes. So even though I'm using the same seven notes just in a different pattern, it creates a different sound. So now when I start on D, instead of going whole step, I go whole step, half step. Same notes, but different combination of notes, thus a different color. So that's a Dorian mode, Phrygian. Here's our Phrygian. It starts with a half step. Sorry. And we have that flat six right in there, and the flat nine, flat two. Obviously the flat three, you know. Lydian, we have sharp four here. Again, I don't want to go too far into this, but again, it's producing a different sound because of this whole step here. This whole step is whole step, whole step, whole step. On the major scale, we have whole step, half step. That produces a major scale sound. The Lydian sound is whole step, whole step, whole step. That gives us a different color. And again, Phrygian goes half step, whole step. So the different combinations of the notes produce different colors and different sounds, right? Check it out. I'll go through all of them. So here's Ionian, right? Ionian is the most majory thing. Happiness, flowers. Very majory, very happy. Okay, here's a C Dorian scale, coming from the key of B flat. I love this natural six here of the 13. It's more of a wondering sound, a curious sound. This is kind of like in between hope and wondering and mystique. Like, wow, can this be possible? I picture someone like a door opening and seeing something for the first time that they never thought possible. And it's gorgeous. It's a beautiful thing. Kind of like the line, Witch in the Wardrobe, right? Maybe they go into the wardrobe for the first time they enter this world. it's like hard to believe, but it's true, right? So that's Dorian. And obviously in jazz, I'm really over exaggerating the colors. But in jazz, in your improv, if I use a Dorian scale to solo with, that's a completely different color than my Phrygian mode. Right? So I did Phrygian already. Here is Lydian. So if we're in the key of G natural, for example. We get this gorgeous sharp 11 sound. So again, we have a major-y chord with it, but we have a sharp 11 as well. So it's a major-y sound with that addition of this sharp 11. Not addition, I should say the change. Here's our Ionian. Here's our Lydian, rather. Right? Mixolydian I did for you guys already. Actually, you don't need to go through all of these, but the different modes present different colors. So this is why they're so important. This is why it's really good to study your diatonic modes and your parallel modes. Now, what's the difference between that? Diatonic modes essentially mean you're playing the same C major scale, starting on different notes, but it's all within the same key. So diatonic means all within the same key. When I play an Ionian mode, this is coming from the key of C. When I switch to a Dorian mode, my key center has now changed to B flat, meaning I'm using notes within the key of B flat now. So the key has actually changed. But guess what hasn't changed? The root of the chord, meaning I'm starting every color scale, every mode from the C. So C Ionian, C Dorian, C Phrygian. C Lydian, C Mixolydian. So parallel modes is starting on the same note every time and changing the colors from a certain place on the piano to another certain place on the piano. Whereas diatonic modes move up and down all within one key. And most of the time, students can't hear the difference between the modes because you're only playing with one key. Meaning a C Ionian scale is the same notes as a D Dorian scale, but it almost sounds exactly the same because you're not using any other different notes, okay? So to leave you right now, what I suggest is learn your parallel modes. Learn your parallel modes. And if you're a Jazz Piano School member, you can look this up in there. If not, just Google it. Honestly, just type in parallel modes. You'll get all your modes. And practice going between the different colors. Play your Ionian and improvise with it. Just play random stuff like I was doing. Just create a scene, a movie, a story, right? Some movie music, and then change your mode, right? Go to Mixolydian. Create another story and get used to the sounds, the colors. You want to build a relationship with each mode, right? To really help you know what they express. We all know what color red makes because we've used it, we've seen it, and we've associated it with our brain. Our brain recognizes the color of red, right? But you need to do the same thing in music. Your brain needs to recognize the sound of Mixolydian so you know and can relate to that color when you want to use it in jazz, okay? The more you do this, the more you can build a better relationship with your modes, the more you're going to be able to dive into all these amazing colors and explorations. Obviously, when you're soloing, you can use Phrygian. You can use Dorian. Mixolydian, whatever you want. Again, it doesn't just apply to jazz. It applies to just music. It's just general music making and adding colors to your music, okay? Hope you guys enjoyed that. I'll talk to you soon.